Okay, so this shifting gears a little, this training that we're being offered with the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, as I mentioned this morning, it's really a gradual path, and it starts by focusing on quite simple aspects of our experience, and then it gradually moves to include more and more refined aspects of experience. So today I'd like to focus on the first foundation of mindfulness, which is mindfulness of the body. And this provides a very powerful opportunity to sharpen our mindfulness in terms of our physical experience. And as really, although this is the first foundation of mindfulness, it's not just for beginners, because there's really no limit to how much we can discover about being a human being when we really pay attention to our embodiment. So that's perhaps why Joseph Goldstein's first teacher, Munindraji, said, "Sit and know that you're sitting, and the whole of the Dhamma will be revealed." So just that sense of coming into the body, it sounds so simple, but most of us, most of the time, we tend to live in our intellects. And when we're invited to pay attention to the body, what often becomes most obvious is how quickly we move into concepts about our experience. All the ways that we assess and analyze and create stories and perceptions and views and opinions and beliefs of all kinds. It seems that almost anything is better than simply being present with the immediacy of what's happening in the body. And we also start to notice how much of the time we're not actually in the present moment. We appear to be either in the past or the future, lost in regrets and fantasies and worries and daydreams of all kinds. But one powerful advantage of paying attention to the body is that when we come into contact with physical sensations, right there we're back in the present moment. Because physical sensations only happen in the present moment. So this training in mindfulness of the body is a very powerful training, and for most of us it's a skill that we do need to practice, because as I said, we're so used to being in the mind, and even the word mindfulness, it can unconsciously reinforce this bias. So a little while ago I heard Gil Fronsdal talk about bodyfulness rather than mindfulness. And straight away I realized, oh, mindfulness sounds like it's to do with the head, but this idea of bodyfulness, it powerfully emphasizes the centrality of our physical experience. So grounding our awareness in physical sensations really helps us to stay present. And one way that Gil Fronsdal frames this centrality of the body is to think in terms of a wheel. If we think of the body being at the center of the wheel, and then the mind and mental activity being on the outer rim, we get that sense that if we're at the center of the wheel's still turning, but the center doesn't feel quite as intense. Conversely, when we're on the outer rim, we really can get spun around, we can really spin out. So when we notice if we're getting lost in our mental reactivity, we have this feeling of spinning out, right there can be a powerful reminder or a cue to come back to the hub, come back to the center, to the body, and to the breath. So I'd like to read you a little more of how Gil describes it, because I think his language is quite precise. He says, "If you think of a human being as concentric circles, we start at the center and we put the breath at the center. We use the breath to stabilize ourselves. Centering means training ourselves to be here and now in the present moment, instead of being caught up or lost in the mind. When lost in the mind, we have moved out of the present moment into future thinking, past thinking, fantasy, and so on. So we begin with the breath, and the breath stabilizes and centers us, bringing us into the present moment. Then we can move to the next concentric circle, which is the body, our physical experience. Then beyond that are our emotions, and beyond the emotions, the thinking world. Beyond the thinking world is what we'll call the mind, and beyond the mind is everything else. The idea is to fill in the center so that the center is a full, stable base. When the center is full, it provides stability for the outer edge of the circle. If you live in the outer edge of the circle without a stable center, you're spinning in a very narrow orbit that is fragile, easily bendable, and can break. You might live in the world of your thinking as some people do, but the thinking world is very fragile. It is subject to all kinds of ups and downs that can cause a lot of suffering. So thinking that is disembodied and disconnected from the outer circles becomes unrealistic because it's not grounded. So in Buddhist training or mindfulness, the idea is not to stop thinking. The training is for our thinking to become embodied, realistic, and connected. So we start with the breath, and then we go into the body. So this bodyfulness that we'll be practicing, there's an aspect of it, of mindfulness, that really helps support this non-reactivity, and that's the training in meeting all of our experience with an attitude of objectivity, of neutrality. And sometimes this is referred to as bare awareness or bare attention. So this means simply being present with whatever our experience is without adding our habitual reactions, our judgment, our analysis, our stories, our concepts about the experience. So in the instructions from the Satipatthana Sutta, the refrain says, mindfulness that there is a body is established in one to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And one abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. So there is a body. One knows it with bare knowledge, and one abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. And this knowing the body with bare awareness is what I'd like to practice in this next session, because it is a skill that most of us need training in. And because of the time of day and the sort of traditional post-lunch kind of sleepiness, or moving into siesta mode, I'd like to do this by working in small groups, in groups of three. This is the relational meditation practice that we'll be doing. But for those of you who are not familiar with it, don't worry. It's not going to involve eye gazing or talking about your deepest, most personal experience. It's very much a meditation practice and a contemplation. So we won't actually be talking about any personal content or story or anything like that at all. We will be using just the first two guidelines of a practice called Insight Dialogue that I know many of you are familiar with. And these two guidelines are, as we speak and as we listen, to remember to pause and to relax. So this invitation to pause, we've actually already been doing quite a lot of, even though we may not have named it as such. Right now, you might want to just take a moment to pause and check in with the body. To just take a kind of a snapshot of what are the physical sensations in the body right now. Very light and simple. And often when we do check in with the body like that, particularly when we're in the midst of speaking and listening, we often find some way that there's a slight tension. So we might find ourselves just leaning forward as we listen, drawn into the story, or perhaps checked out, zoned out, pulling back a little. It can be very subtle. We might find some habitual tension, shoulders or jaw or hands in some way. So when we take this moment to pause and we recognize some kind of tension, then the second guideline is the invitation to relax, as we have been doing in the guided meditation. Can we soften whatever tension can be softened? So Greg Kramer, who came up with these insight dialogue guidelines, he says, relax heals what pause reveals. So in that moment of pause, we check in, we notice if there's any unnecessary tension and we invite it to release. So this exercise that we'll be doing, we'll be working in groups of three, and we'll have about 3 minutes for each person in the group just to name out loud whatever physical sensations they're aware of in the moment, with bare awareness. So not adding any of our usual reactions or stories to this. So if I was the first speaker, I might say something like, aware of pressure of the sitting bones against the cushion, slight scratchiness in the back of the throat, a little bit of clamminess in the hands, aware of scratchiness in the throat again. So it's just that very objective, neutral description of what's happening. If I wasn't practicing bare awareness, I'll give you an example of the opposite, just so you know what not to do. It might sound more like, there's kind of this itchy, irritating scratch in my throat. And, you know, when I was on the plane yesterday, that guy just kept sneezing like a maniac, and he didn't even cover his cough. You know, I don't know what it is with people. They're so clueless in public. You know, I could have got some kind of flu for all he cares. And we get lost in this story about the experience, creating this world of proliferation and then stepping into it. So what we're training here is in just letting go of any extra story and staying with the present moment. If you're the listener, you'll be offering the gift of your mindful presence to the speaker. So if we're doing this by ourselves, it's very easy just to quickly lose connection with the experience. But when we have two other people who are helping us to stay present, that's really a gift that helps reinforce our mindfulness. So as a listener, you're just staying present with the speaker. You don't have to coach them or coax them. Wow, you have a scratchy throat? Fascinating. No, you're staying silent, but you're staying present and connected with what they're sharing with you. You're also bringing awareness to your own body, because you'll notice as the speaker names their experience, your own attention will likely go to similar areas of your body too. So we get this kind of magnifying effect. We get to see not only mindfulness of our own body, but in a way, mindfulness of the collective body of the three of us. So that's the basic description of what we'll be doing, and I'll talk you through it as we move into the actual practice. For now, I'm just going to invite you to stand and take a few moments just to stretch, to bring some relief to the body, and then to slowly and mindfully begin to walk around the room. So beginning with just a few moments of walking meditation. As we were doing earlier, centering the awareness in the soles of the feet. And just noticing left and right, left and right. All of the sensations throughout the body as the body moves. And at the sound of the bell, you might come to stillness and take this moment to pause. If it helps, you can close your eyes and bring awareness to the body now. Pause. Tuning in to the physical sensations. And noticing if there's any tendency to lean forward, to anticipate, if this is expressed as any kind of tension anywhere in the body. And if so, inviting this tension to soften, release, relax. Softening and inviting ease. And then gently opening the eyes, looking around and finding yourself a group of three people to work with. And then in this group of three, sitting together, spreading out around the whole room. So you have space between yourself and the other groups. And it's probably most beneficial if you can sit at the same level, all on chairs or all on the floor. Taking a moment now just to spread out into your different groups. So now you're in this new configuration again, taking a moment to pause and to notice the sensations in the body now, in this new and probably unfamiliar configuration. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxing. And then again, slowly, gently opening the eyes. And we'll invite the person who's sitting closest to me to be the first speaker. So take a moment to work out who that is. And then first speaker, please raise your hand so everybody's clear. And then we'll go around clockwise. So the second speaker, if you can work out clockwise, please raise your hand. And then hopefully you can all work out who's the third speaker. Okay. So first speaker, inviting you now for about 3 minutes, just to begin to name out loud any physical sensations anywhere in the body. Practicing bare awareness, just the experience. So first speaker, pause, relax, and describe your physical experience. So again, coming into silence and taking a moment to pause. To notice what's present now. just the immediacy of physical sensations, such as hardness or tingling, vibrating, aching, warmth, and so on. Staying in the present moment. We'll move now to the second speaker and invite the second speaker to name physical sensations with bare awareness, and listeners continuing to offer the gift of your presence. So second speaker, pause, relax, naming physical sensations. And then moving to the third speaker now with the same invitation to name physical sensations out loud. Practicing with bare awareness. Third speaker. Pause. Relax. So again, just another moment or two of silence to notice the body now. And perhaps to notice if, having heard from your co-meditators, there's some awareness of a broader range of experiences in the body. This ever-changing flow of sensations. Breathing in and breathing out. And then taking a moment just to thank your co-meditators for their support with this practice. Let's return to the whole group for a few moments.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.